Gloria Day has been part of Duluth since 1870. And so that's 148 years. We're going to be celebrating 150 years in 2020. And along those many years, Gloria Day has seen the neighborhood changing over time, and Gloria Day has changed with it. We have a heart for ministry in the Hillside area, and the ministry continues. In February 2016, we did have a tragic fire. It was an electrical fire that started in the old wiring. And we're really thankful for the people that were able to put the fire out right away in the early morning hours. But they were able to get to it only after it had burned a lot of the interior. So we are in the process of reconstruction. And you may have seen not only the boarded windows up, they had to break the windows to put the fire out. But you may have seen a lot of the construction vehicles there. We are able to rebuild within the shell of the structure. The structure dates from 1906. And so we're going to be moving back by April of next year. And we hope that our first service will be Easter next year, 2019. Meanwhile, our ministry has continued. A lot of you might know that we have a free neighborhood breakfast every fourth Saturday of the month. And our wonderful friends, the St. Mary Star of the Sea Catholic Church, had opened up their fellowship hall for us to have our breakfast there. They said 9 days after the fire, they said, you do a free monthly breakfast. You need to do it again this month, and we're open to have it here. So we are grateful for their support over these past years since the fire, and we're growing to become deeper friends with them and with others in the Hillside area. We're worshiping every week in a small Lutheran church building on the east end of town, 51st Avenue East and Glenwood Street. It's near Lester Park Elementary School. And so the ministry continues. We are a congregation that rolls up its sleeves and likes to meet new neighbors. And we feel that God has called us here in this place to not only spread the gospel, but also to do practical things with the gospel. To like the neighborhood breakfast and service and outreach and welcome. We're an inclusive congregation. We try to welcome all people as Christ, and you know, no exceptions. Wherever you are on your journey, you are welcome in worship at Gloria Day, and we really mean that. We've hosted lots of ministries over the years, Together for Youth, Lutheran social service programs like Ono 18. We've hosted our breakfast for over 12 years now. And so the ministry continues, the worship continues. We look forward to being back at Easter 2019. We'll be thinking about resurrection and new life, and we look forward to continuing to be at the heart of the city here in Central Hillside. Thank you.
I mean, that's commitment. You know, a lot of people would have pulled up stakes, honestly. You know, and we've seen churches, they're all over the neighborhood that have moved out to the suburbs, or people are watching football or something, they're not worshiping anymore, but you're still doing it. So
yeah.
So that means a lot to us Hillsiders. And you were kind of forced into that spot. I mean, talk about some of those conversations and some of the tears and frustrations and joys you found.
The church is the people of God, the body of Christ. So it's not the building. And we really experienced that, you know, these past 2.5 years, because we were a church on the move. You know, we had to pick up our people, and we had to go to a new place. But I'll tell you, that's how God's people have been. Even if you read some of the scripture in the Old and New Testaments, we read about the people of God wandering in the wilderness. And so we kind of felt like we had been in a wilderness after the fire. And yet what happened in scripture happened with us too. God is faithful to God's people in the wilderness. God provided what we needed to continue in the wilderness, the place to worship out on the East End. God continued to equip leaders and provide friends for us, like St. Mary's Star of the Sea Catholic Church, for the hosting the breakfast. I think that we also kind of felt a sense of solidarity more with people that have lost things. If you've ever experienced losing a home or being homeless, you know, that really resonated more with us. We could identify with that, I think. I think, too, it helped to refocus us in our mission more strongly. So Gloria Dei's mission statement is united in Christ's love, Gloria Dei reaches out as an inclusive, welcoming church through worship and social action. Those were really important themes for us. And it was, you know, wherever we were worshiping, wherever we were rolling up our sleeves, helping Chum or doing the breakfast, we felt like God would show up, and we believe that God has. God has been faithful to us in this time, and we're really thankful for many community members that have really supported the church these last few years. It had been a very sad time for us. Certainly there is a lot of grieving that has taken place, but now there's also a lot of excitement about the future and how the ministry is going to continue in a new building, new facility that will have access, lots of accessibility, sustainability, and welcome and hospitality. We're going to continue that. And we want this to be a community center for outreach. And so please do, when we are having our open houses, if you want to check us out for worship, please do. We do welcome you with open arms at Gloria Dei.